AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities in Canada say a shooting at a school in remote northern British Columbia left 7 people dead, while 2 more were found dead at a nearby home. A woman believed by police to be the shooter was also found dead, apparently from a self-inflicted wound. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said more than 25 people were wounded. The shooting happened at Tumbler Ridge Secondary School yesterday. Airspace around El Paso International Airport in Texas is being closed for 10 days. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration is grounding all flights to and from El Paso International Airport through February 20th. The FAA won't give details on why it's restricting airspace in the El Paso, Texas area, only to say that it's for special security reasons. The closure does not include Mexican airspace. The closing of airspace is likely to create significant disruptions to the border city, which is a hub of cross-border commerce alongside neighboring Ciudad Juarez in Mexico. I'm Donna Warder.
A person was detained for questioning yesterday in the kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie, hours after the FBI released surveillance videos of a masked person wearing a handgun holster outside of Guthrie's front door the night she vanished from her home in Arizona. News outlets later interviewed a man who said he was questioned and released. Authorities have not confirmed that the person they picked up was released. Russia says it will stick to New START's nuclear arms limits as long as the U.S. does. The nuclear arms pact with the U.S. expired February 5th, leaving no restrictions on the 2 largest atomic arsenals for the first time in more than a half century, and fueling fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Hannah Bilka scored a pair of goals and the U.S. women's hockey team remained unbeaten at the Winter Games in Italy with a 5-0 rout of rival Canada. U.S. skating star Ilya Malinin led after a near-perfect Olympic short program that included a jaw-dropping backflip. Michaela Schifrin's 4th Olympics began with a disappointing slalom and 4th-place finish. NFL Patriots quarterback Drake May has no plans for off-season right shoulder surgery. Super Bowl 60 averaged 124.9 million viewers in the U.S., and Bad Bunny's halftime show averaged 128.2 million. NBA Lakers star LeBron James' streak of all NBA selections will end at 21 after sitting against the Spurs, and MLB Justin Verlander is returning to the Tigers for 1 year and $13 million. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.